Last week we said that this week we were going to talk about Lagboimer a little bit.
Is that Shani or Lagboimer?
I know I said Lagboimer, and I should have said, probably said Pesach Shani, because I wasn't thinking that much into it. But on the RabbiHavna.com, there are many shurim on Pesach Shani, and there are probably a couple, about more than a couple, on Lagboimer as well. So, one of the most famous questions regarding the holiday of Lagboimer is asked already a couple hundred years ago by serious rabbis. Most of the time, the reason officially for the celebration of Lagboimer, why it's celebrated today the way it is, Shulchan Aruch talks about the fact that we don't say Tachta, and that's discussed about when we get to shave and stuff like that. But the way it is celebrated today, as Party Central, in Maron, even more so, I mean, not this year, I think they can't go there this year, but the way it is because officially it was the Rav Shimba Yechai, Orthodox Zayar's Yartzeit. This is even a source for such a day. But now, even if it is, the question asked a couple hundred years ago is, okay, so it's Yartzeit. In the Gemara's time, the Shulchan Aruch's time, most of the Yartzeits are observed to a fast day. There's a custom in many places on Zion that are fast. The day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit is fast. Why is it that Lagboimer became Yartzeit reverse festivities? This has been a question I've been asked by some very serious rabbis. The Gemara says, which is one of the sources for it, the Gemara says, it's from a hilchos of oaths of swearing. The Gemara says, if a person says, I'm going to fast on Wednesday, like it's my father's Yartzeit, which means the Gemara held that on Yartzeit is a concept of fasting. I fast like this, that's the Gemara discussing when you tie it. Fast A into fast B. But fast B was understood that on the yard side of someone who's considered, let's say, potentially bad mazel for the descendants. So it's a negative day. Negative day. Now it turns into a festivity. That's a question asked.
He said Moshe Rabbeinu's
Zionada.
It's a fast day.
Some people fast.
Oh, some people fast.
Some people fast, yes.
Is it on more people fast?
Probably. It happens to be a good point that the Chofetz Chaim already, one of the great places from of till today, from 100 years ago, he ruled that when it comes to a lot of these fasts, we don't do it. That we hold that physically people got weaker. Maybe we're taller and we have penicillin, but it seems like we are weaker in many areas as they were years ago, which I think, and when it comes to food, it makes sense on some level, because back then they didn't eat as much as we do today. They weren't used to it. So they fasting wasn't a bad. In fact, it says that a Rebbe should never fast, because he won't be able to fast and then be able to teach. So it means on some level of fast days, it's definitely less observed. Okay. So, this question was starting with, what's the point of being festivities and making it silent? Interestingly, the Kazer Glove, Shem Yikom Damo, got killed in World War II. Famous Kazer Glove of going, has not, as far as I know, no descendants today, all wiped out in the Holocaust. The Kazer Glove was one of the star Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer of Sachachov. He was a star there, star by his son, Rav Shmuel of Sachachov. And then at one point, when Rav Meir Shapiro from Lublin passed away early, suddenly stepped on a nail, talking about penicillin, stepped on a nail, and you know, 1930s, there was no penicillin yet, discovered in the early 40s. When he passed away, the Lublin Yeshiva had to, what are we going to do now? We had the great Rav Meir Shapiro, what are you doing? And the Kazer Glover was one of the people chosen to become the Rosh Yeshiva of Lublin. So he's major, major. The Kazer Glover says in his notes, in 1935, on Lagboimer, probably in Lublin, but in Poland, he came up with this idea. The idea is this. We have a concept. We asked this once, maybe. We're going to take a step back and come forward. It says that there were five rabbis, Pesach night, that sat together the whole night, discussed Torah the whole night. Maybe a keeper, reptile, for the whole five people. And we, in this class on Tuesday night, one time spoke about the famous question. There's an argument if the concept of CPT is trying is the whole night or till midnight. And Rabbi Lezer says till midnight. So one of the famous questions asked on that story of the five rabbis went the whole night and the student showed up and said, Zman Kriyas Rosh Hashanah, it's the morning. Rabbi Lezer said, what are you doing the whole night? You don't believe in it. You hold the law stops at midnight. At midnight, there's no more concept of CPT is trying. So one of the famous answers, the Stipler, I guess his father says it, is that it says, where were they? Detail we didn't need. The five rabbis were where? Bnei Brak. Who was the grand rabbi of Bnei Brak? Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva ruled the whole night. So the answer they gave is, oh, Rabbi Lezer, of course, holds. He rules only till midnight. But when you're in Rabbi Akiva's town, you follow the rules of Rabbi Akiva. In the town, you follow. We gave a story a couple weeks ago about the guy who had a lung issue. They told him, stay in Krakow. Why stay in Krakow? Because the Ramah held, that wasn't an issue. Ramah held someone could live with that lung issue. And you're in the town of a rabbi, you follow his rules. You follow his laws, his sayings, his rulings. Similarly, possibly, on the day of someone's yard site, you follow his rules. His rules, his yard site. In fact, just thought of right now as a good two-star. It says the Gemara Tzuvah talks about when Yehuda Anasi was passing away. Yehuda Anasi was passing away. He said that all the Talmidim got together and they were all davening. They didn't want him to die. And then at one point he passed away. But they were davening. And the nurse came out and said, it's over. And it said a heavenly basketball came out and said, whoever was at the death of Yehuda, the funeral of Yehuda, all the sins are forgiven. Why? So one of the rabbis, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, says, brilliant. He says, there's another argument. We once discussed this in the Tuesday night class generations ago. That there's an argument, how does Yom Kippur work? Does Yom Kippur need repentance to forgive your sins? Or is the power of Yom Kippur good enough? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, the power of Yom Kippur is good enough. We compare the death of a rabbi to Yom Kippur. So on Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he dies, since Rabbi Yehuda Anasi held, power of Yom Kippur is strong enough. Equal, the death of a rabbi is big enough, automatically forgiven. So that anyone who was there by the death and the funeral of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, all the sins were forgiven. Why? That's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's theory. So the point is, if you go to someone's funeral and he believes a certain way, you take on those laws. You go to someone's area, take on those laws. So the Kasha Glava, back to 1935 in Poland, says, I'll tell you, there's an interesting theory that says, from the Zohar, that a bracha rishayna, shahakon liyabedvari, appropriates on this one. It's grapes in there, just in case everyone's nervous that it's on orange juice. On what the Zohar says that a bracha rishayna is a biblical obligation. We do not rule this way. Gemara Talmud says bracha rishayna is a rabbanan. But the Zohar, author of Rav Shimon Yochai, says a bracha rishayna is a rice. So the Kozhuk Lava says, I'm expanding a little bit. The reason why we make a party and we don't fast on his yard site is because the day of someone's yard site, we make all the rulings according to his rulings. And all the rulings go according to him. So since he believes Baruch Rishon D'Raisa, we have one shot a year at making a Baruch Rishon and fulfilling a biblical obligation. So the reason why we don't fast, we don't want to fast, we want to grab that mitzvah and make a bracha rishayna and partay all types of foods, because a bracha rishayna is biblical on that one day a year. So says the Kasher Glava Goyin Hashem Yikam Damov, avenge his death. Well, I'm 99% sure has no descendants. They were all wiped out. That's what he says about Lag B'Omer. So we start Lag B'Omer with a simple question, an obvious question, why are we celebrating as opposed to fasting? And now we'll give him the Kasher Glava's answer. We're going to expand on that right now. A segue to this is this. People have a custom as well, an old custom in Judaism, is on the day of someone's yard site, they would learn his Torah. By the way, in the old days, they would do it at funerals. They would get up at a funeral, instead of saying, he was a great man, he loved the Mets, all this nonsense they say in America today. What they used to do is get up and talk about the guy's Torah. He said this, do I agree or don't agree? That's what they would do. But there's definitely that's at a funeral, that's a question. But on the yard site, almost universally accepted, is an Indian, some of the old rabbis, mind you, is going in my train of thought, I quote some of them, you have a custom that the yard site of a rabbi, you quote his title. Even though today's not Lag B'Omer, what we say is this. Let's go through a Torah from the Shemai Yechai and analyze it. Good segue. We rule like him on Lag B'Omer. That's Bracha Rishayna. I'm not discussing Hilchas Bracha Rishayna. But now what we can't get into is this. Let's do one of the laws. Now, Rabbi Shimon Yochai is mentioned many times in Shas. A couple years ago, RabbiHubba.com, we mentioned who his father was, that there were two different names, Yochi or Yochai. Anyway, here's one of the quotes. We're going to talk about Sunday's Lag B'Omer, Halacha from Shimon Yochai. And there are many cases. We'll take one tonight. Let's do one of the statements. I would say law, but I thought it's a statement. And I saw today when I was preparing for this class, I thank you guys for this, that someone says that we rule this way. Because if Rabbi Shimon Yochai said it, it's an halach. Okay, here goes. We are on Shabbos 118b. 118b. End of the thin lines if you care. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, irrelevant for this. Mishum Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shemayachai. Il Mole. If not, if yes. I'm going to find this in English now. Where's the arrows here? Oh, the arrows here. Okay, I don't know where it says it in. Emole Meshamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos. The Jews would keep two Shabboses. Kil Chasam, properly, in law. Kil Chasam, in law. Miyad, immediately, Negon, they'll be free. Redeemed. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Koyama Hashem Sarisim. Hashem said to the Sarisim is, oh, here it is. If Israel to keep two Shabbos with the TS in them, according to the laws thereof, they would be redeemed immediately. Like for it says, thus says Hashem concerning the Sarisim, that keep thus keep my Shabbos, which is followed, I will bring them my holy now. The Jews keep two Shabboses, immediately redeemed. Probably the source for the whole Shabbos, by the way. So we're going to analyze first the concept of what it means by Shabbos. And then maybe, depending on what time you have, why two Shabboses? Why not one Shabbos? Right? That's what you were thinking. Why two Shabboses? So, just as an idea, some say the two Shabboses is not Shabbos. Yom Kippur is referred to as a Shabbos Shabbosim, a double Shabbos, relevant for other laws. So some explain these words that doesn't do with Shabbos at all. If the Jews keep Yom Kippur properly, then they're all forgiven. If they're all forgiven, Mashiach comes. So it's not such a, we got a convoluted way. Very simple. Double Shabbos, Yom Kippur, everyone gets healed, everyone gets forgiven in the correct way, all good to go. That would be an easy way to do it. But there are other ways to do it. Now, this is what I wanted to talk about. Why does it say Sarisin? Eunuch.
Eunuch.
Means people who are not capable of producing children. That's how I would have said in English until I saw that word. The eunuchs. What, so the question obviously to me, why is me Hashem talking to the eunuchs? About you keep Shabbos. What about the rest of us here? We're not keeping Shabbos? And we keep Shabbos, Mashiach won't come. Only if you find these incapable people, they're going to be Shabbos. So on a Hasidic way of learning it, so not my own, it says like this. It doesn't mean physically incapable of producing children. What it means is that we have a concept which we discussed in this class before, that the weekday, we're allowed to do a lot of stuff, but the weekday is a preparation for Shabbos. Whoever toils on Erev Shabbos, we spoke about this once before, that he gets to reap the benefits on Shabbos. If you don't cook your food before Shabbos, go to someone's house and crash. Yeah, I got no food. And we said it applies to the world as well. Whoever works in this world benefits the world to come. Shabbos, in many places, is a euphemism for the world to come. The people, what it means is, we want the people who are refraining from focusing on the physicality during the week, and they're focusing on Shabbos. So what it is Hashem saying to the people who refrain during the week, who are focusing on Shabbos, that if you keep Shabbos, because you're focusing your entire week on it, the Mashiach comes. It means you're living a different life. There's a life that people want to live in this world and enjoy every second of it. And if you're doing that, then when it comes Shabbos, you might observe Shabbos, but that's not what the point is. The point is, as the Sfasemis has made many times, that the Shabbos should change your whole week. The Shabbos is the power to change your whole week. Shabbos is the most important part. You have to keep the Shabbos for the week as well. If the Shabbos is a euphemism for the world to come, then it makes perfect sense. We have a belief in Judaism, Mida connect Mida. What you do, you get paid back in a very serious way. You want to drown the Jews, your nation's going down by the splitting of the sea. Real need to connect me. This could mean very simple, very simple. That if a person is going to live his life nowadays, during the weekdays, which means the weekdays, but it means during his daily event, and his focus is going to be, I want to say to the, keep the Shabbos, tell the eunuchs that keep my Shabbos. It means you're refraining for the Shabbos. And you know what you're rewarded with? The world to come. That's how you're living your life. You're living your life now as what we would call a Shabbos tikka yid, a yid who's focused on the future, not focused on the short-term pleasure, not focused on what he thinks is short-term rewards. He's focusing on the Shabbos. But Hashem tells him, you know what's going to happen? Mashiach's going to come. If the Yidden think long-term and think spirituality over physicality, the word is very simple. The word is, you get the spirituality given to you. So what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai might be saying is that the physicality, don't focus on it. Maybe we could add, that there are two ways to observe God. We said this before. There's Yom Kippurim, holiest day of the year. But if you spell it out, it sounds like it's almost like Purim. Yom Kippur, Kippur could be a prefix, like Purim. Purim's the holiest day of the year, according to that Hasidic slant. How's that possible? Purim's holier than Yom Kippur? So the answer is that yes, fasting and staying in shul the whole day and clapping al chayt for God is great, but it's easier than eating and drinking and getting drunk and still being for God. It's more difficult to eat for God than to fast for God. If you can't eat for God, then fast for God. But if you could eat for God, then eat for God, don't fast for God. Because the holiest thing is to take the physicality and make it spirituality. Full circle. Full circle. When it comes to all the yard sites, what's the custom? You fast. No, we're going to fresh ice in Yiddish. We're going to eat a lot. What? Why? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is telling you, your whole life is supposed to be for God. Always be Shomer Shabbos. Always worry about the spirituality. Does he mean speak to the eunuchs, which means refrain completely? Maybe not. Maybe what he's saying is live a physical life in pursuit of God. Eat for God. Every day is a Purim. It could be, not sure how much you're going to have to cut out of this next statement, but how much I'm going to say, that when you go to the place of Maron and you see the people apparently enjoying themselves, maybe the subconscious point is to live the physical life or the spiritual. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who said, become a person whose physicality is based on spirituality. So you know what we say? We're going to prove it to you. On your yard site, when you rule this way, you know what we're going to do? We're going to indulge in drinking, indulge in making the blessings, indulge in eating against what we normally do everyone's yard site. Why? To show you that's not what's important. We're doing this for the spirituality. In fact, to come full circle on this masterpiece, it was a commercial years ago. I don't remember what it was for, some soap opera. And it says, people, I don't remember which one it was. Either way, they love to live or they live to love. I don't know if it's commercial television. In Judaism, what we say is, do you make a blessing to eat or do you eat to make a blessing? You have to eat, okay. Before I have to eat, I have to mumble 20 seconds. 20 seconds. No, not 20 seconds. Tenth of a second, I mumble a bracha. Or, like we discussed here in this class, people are looking for blessings. I got 68 right now today. I'm short two, I'll get a drink. I got to make another blessing. Since we're putting these two answers together, how we started with the Kasha Glav Hashem Yikam Damav, we're telling the people like this, adding to the Kasha Glav. The reason why we are having festive times by Rav Shem Yechai's Yard site is because the whole point is the Bracha Rishayna. We're doing more than that. We're eating for the Bracha Rishayna. We don't want to eat. It's Yard site. No, we're eating for the Bracha. You know why? Because it's a euphemism for telling us that the whole physical concept of everything we're doing is what? For the spirituality. The physical world is here to make it spiritual. And that's all from Shabbat Chai. And when we do that, you know what happens? We don't have to worry about any foreign nations, any attacks, any anything. What he says is, miyad. Had they said miyad before? Immediately. They're redeemed. Immediately they're redeemed. Now it happens to be, is that a sitter? Sitter here. We say, a famous quote, this could be a potential source for everything we're saying right here. On Friday night, we say, Rishamru Bereis also Shabbos. They have it in this term? It is Ashkenaz. They have it, right? Look at the words it says. English. And the children of Israel shall keep the Shabbos. La'aseh es haShabbos, to make the Shabbos, with the Roi Sam B'Rasayla, as an eternal covenant. Possible to say. B'Sham B'Rasayla means, and that you shall keep the Shabbos. La'aseh es haShabbos, to make it a Shabbos. Not just observe it by not doing Averis, by not doing 39 Malachas, but you have to make it a Shabbos. That means maybe, eating, the physicality of it. Not just eating it. And what do you get out of that? The Doi Roi Sam means Bris Olam, in eternal covenant. Because that's when Mashiach comes. That's when we have what the world to come becomes eternal. B'Sham B'Reis HaShabbos, last is the Shabbos, the Doi Sam B'Reis HaShabbos. Every Friday night we're saying, stop here in a minute. Yeah? What we're going to do is, we're going to hope that by the time Sunday comes around, and we have one more Shabbos to observe it, and according to most halachas, Ramos says it, that on this Sunday, Lag B'Omer, Shabbos becomes a chelik of Lag B'Omer, if you have used his words, right? We get to shave before Shabbos. Because that means it's already an extended Lag B'Omer. Lag B'Omer doesn't begin on much of Shabbos Sunday morning. It begins already Friday morning, maybe Thursday night. Lag B'Omer is extended. So hopefully, we go into a Shabbos in a couple of days, and we turn the Shabbos into a La'aseh es haShabbos, and we benefit that on the yard site, or Shema Yechoi, Miyad, the Golan, and we have real, true festivities.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.